Yes. Welcome one and all to episode 233. Oh no, it's a lot of numbers, but it's a lot of close numbers. It's a lot of numbers. It's 33, I think, still. But yes, what's going on? Welcome to the latest episode of Fully Geek Pod. You got myself, Nate the Man in the Know.
Richard here.
You got Merv.
Why did you say your name like that?
I don't know. I just wanted to make it sound cool, innit? Like, so let's be honest, Merv doesn't really sound like a cool name, innit?
Wow.
Nice. I would just say it like that.
I've been saying it for years, mate.
That's a cool name, bro.
You could have lied, you know. You could have lied and been supportive.
So, boys, what's going on? Hope everyone is well. For those, well, I've gone back to work, so it's back to the grind, back to the plantation, as they say, back to school. I'm sure all of you are very happy the kids have gone back. However, today was definitely a day of, I would call it almost four seasons. I don't know if any of you went outside today, but it was a tale of four seasons.
Madness.
100%.
But it rained. It was sunny. At one point, there was hailstones.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was windy in the Ross. I said, what is going on? I didn't know where to take my jacket off, put it on. I didn't know what to do, brother. I was moving mad.
Yeah. I swear the wind blew out all my daughter's hair gel. Anyway,
no, that wouldn't surprise me, bro. That wouldn't surprise me, bro.
Yeah,
I went to shop. Shop after work today, just like not too long ago. Before I just came home, I was like, "Rah, bro, what is going on in the streets?" You know, like when there's rubbish everywhere. But really, I know it was just the wind. But I was like, "No." I didn't move to the Shires to make it look like the ends.
I swear, this time last year was full summer. You know.
I think this is roughly, I think I'll come back from holiday tomorrow. I think, was that like that?
When was it actually? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday just gone.
It was nice.
Yeah, like it was t-shirt weather. Like I was just walking out, I was so hot. I was finished.
I can agree with. Almost t-shirt weather. It was hot in a jumper. I definitely agree with that. But it wasn't shorts weather.
Look, I'm not going to lie. You know me.
I know you were wearing shorts.
Out.
Rich, that's proper British, you know. Like, I was just like, bare man, I see in shorts and t-shirt. I was like, I don't know if it's that hot.
I bet he was wearing shorts and hoodie, which defeated the whole purpose.
Standard.
He's oxymoron, bro. Shorts and hoodie.
Even today, going to dropping a little one to school, despite what weather activities it was shorts and a hoodie, hailstone or not.
What was on your feet?
Trainers.
Okay, so shorts, hoodie, and trainers. Okay, I didn't know if you did sliders or like that.
Come on, look, those parents that come to school with sliders, be disgraced. You're absolutely a disgrace. Do you know that? Do you know how lazy you are?
You're wearing shorts and a hoodie, bro.
No.
You was wearing shorts and a hoodie, bro. It's like you wasn't sure if you was getting dressed or not.
No. Shorts and a hoodie is cool. You can get nice, smart shorts and a hoodie matching. You're cool. But when you come with slippers, I'm sorry for the one to be judging, right? You haven't got a day job. You're struggling. Yeah?
No.
When you go and drop your child to school and you're wearing sliders, we know there's a problem here.
Okay, what if you're wearing Crocs?
What's the name brand sliders? Like Birkenstocks or Armani's? Like, what if they're like that? Like,
yeah.
Well, guess what? Everyone can get fakes, innit? So you know, you'll never know. You never know, but you just know, innit?
Okay, if you were saying
I remember I had a pair of fake Carl Carney jeans where that wasn't a happy time in my life.
Did everyone know they were fake though?
Yes. I didn't know it was fake, but they did.
But this is the thing, right? back in the day, people used to study garments to tell you if it's fake or not.
Yeah.
And you had to get sent for as well, didn't it? It didn't stop there. It wasn't like a case of, you know, you got fake Carl Carney's on it, but no, it's like you have to get sent for as well, isn't it? What comes along with it.
Standard, for years.
I've had it in ones where people, years later, just remind you of that time when you weren't up.
It was big on my fire as well, and it took up my whole fire, you know.
But what was fake? Like who bought it for your parents?
Yeah.
And you was grateful for it, innit?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, look, I'm trendy now, innit? I'm trendy.
And then I bet as soon as people told you it's fake, you just don't want to wear it no more, innit? How come you don't wear the jeans no more? Yeah. Like, oh, no, I'm saving them.
Yeah, grateful bastard.
definitely been there, boy. I'm not going to lie. That and trainers, but we won't talk about that on air, to be fair, bro. We won't talk about air.
Big brothers.
No, bro. It was like just trainers. It weren't even fakes, bro. I was wearing like uncool trainers, but my mum bought them for me, so I had to wear them. What,
Knicks?
No, they were high techs.
Dollars, LA Gear.
They were high techs with the, what do you call it? You know, like, I don't mind, but it's the ones with the air pockets, because we're not going to call them air bubbles. You know what? It was hard.
Bro, yeah, I know the one, bro.
Bright, colors.
Look, I can relate, Nate. I can relate, innit? Do you remember when Reebok pumps came out?
Yeah.
Most exclusive trainer ever. Why did I have a pair of high tech pumps?
See, that's
but right? the pump bit. it looked exactly.
Okay.
It looked exactly the same, but it didn't function the same. Like you pushed that button,
did nothing.
That button went moving. It was like stone.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I look back here. Obviously, it gave us character. Yeah, but you know, as a child, yeah, I used to want to send for my parents. You know, like, why did you do this to me, bro? Why have you sent me out there like that? Nah, there's been many a time, bro. Like I said, there was one particular time. So my mom bought these crepes for me, these high techs. I had to wear them, and then I used to wear them out the house, and I'd get like halfway down the road and I'd change into some Reebok classics. But my Reebok classics were beat up. You know, like the leather on the front of the Reebok classics would just kick out. There was it weren't white leather anymore. Yeah. I'm sure you've been there. So I'm rocking them. Yeah. And then one day, I don't know who told me, my mum left the house early one day. She was driving down the road. She see me and she's like, hold on. I didn't send you out the house in those. Bro, she took my Reebok classics. She dashed them in the bin. So now I had to wear the high techs to school.
Oh my God.
I just cried.
Did that?
Bro, what are you talking about? My mum called the school, bro. My mum called the school, told the school that I'm going to be late because I don't like the trainers I'm wearing, but she's sending me to school in the high techs and she'll expect me in the next hour. Bro, I came to school. You know, like you walk into the playground, I got kids in the lower years running across the playground. Oh my God, you're a crepe. Bro, years later, a teacher saw me. I was like, I'm an adult now, you know. The teacher saw me. She looked at my feet. She goes, oh, Nathan, you have the right trainers on your feet now.
Yeah, bro, I got the favorite, school
years ago.
Death.
Bro, yeah, I remember that day. Mum, shout you out, but obviously it is what it is, isn't it? But I guess our kids are never going to go through that.
No, dude, never.
Going around their iPads casually. You know, I mean?
It's mental, isn't it? Kids got iPads, they know how to use iPhones.
What is happening today?
Rich has got one duppy in his room, bro.
I had one. That duppy came to him. You're next, Nate.
No, God forbid.
Something will appear in the background for you, innit?
I will be out of here. Look at this kid. Why is he not? But anyway, yes. I hope you've all had a lovely week. Rich has got some technicals at the moment. Obviously, Kel is
on the air side now, properly, isn't it? That's what he does.
That's all he wants to do is put his on the air side back. Kel is still in GH and Marlon is otherwise occupied at the moment. But everyone should be back from annual leave in time for next week's episode.
Yeah,
so Rich.
Yo.
The crowd have been asking, what have you got to show and tell this week?
Ah. Do you know what? Okay, look, this is the thing, right? I'm fed up with brand watches, right? You know, all I want to do is go for a walk, count my steps, and all sorts, right? So I've had the iWatch, right? I've
the
had
iWatch. What's the iWatch?
What's it called?
Apple Watch.
Bro, you know what I mean, innit?
No, but I didn't know if you had the iWatch as in like you want to go non-brand.
No, Apple Watch, right? I've gone through the Samsung. Huh?
You don't have an Apple phone.
Yeah, bro, back in the day, but I didn't realize you had it.
Okay.
No. Apple Watch, I had it as well. I had the Samsung. I had the Fitbit. All of them have failed me over the years. Yeah? Absolutely failed. If it's battery or a recall of watch because it might burn your wrist. But look, so I've been doing my research, right?
You've got Instagram shopping.
No. This has not been an Instagram activity. This is an Amazon activity, right? So I've been looking around a few places and I'm fed up with all these costing prices of £250 for a watch. I just want a standard watch that can check my blood pressure, right? As we get into that age, you check it. The walking, the steps, alarm, messages. Look, so I purchased a new watch. Don't judge me, right? This watch, let me just, 1 second.
Yeah, it's illuminated.
Yeah, this watch, right, cost me £40. British pounds. £40. Let me tell you something about this watch, right? It does everything the Samsung watch, the Fitbit watch does, and more. Honestly, I know this is nothing spectacular as previously.
Can you answer phone calls on it?
Answer phone calls. I can do everything, absolutely everything. Find your phone and all sorts. This watch cost me. Sorry?
Can you put pictures on there?
I've never done that in the first place anyway.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so what, is it an actual smartwatch?
It's a smartwatch. And it cost me £40. The battery lasts for 5 days. 5 days minimum. Look, none of your watches, iWatches or whatever watches you have, last for 5 days minimum. Constant activity. You get all your messages in here and everything. You cannot go wrong.
When did you buy it?
When did I buy it?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
You know that ain't lasting 5 days any longer. So it's only a matter till the days drop.
What's all this negativity? I just don't get it.
Your Apple Watches, you know, the last week, like your 5 days will turn to two in a minute, bro. Don't get twisted.
Listen, this is what's giving me everything I need, and it's simple. I'm a simple person, Merv. You should know this.
Can it talk to your devices? Can it talk? Does it communicate with your devices?
What
does it have that sort of smooth AI technology to communicate?
Hold on. Who do I want it to communicate with? Like, what other devices?
Like, you know, I don't know if you've got Alexa or the S word. I can't say it out loud because it will just activate. Siri. Or Google, whatever.
Hi, Siri.
If my fucking Siri starts talking to you, I'm like, so pissed off. Did it work on Merv's?
Yes, he activated it.
I have to do voice recognition, man. But honestly, I've got no reason for it to link it up to any Alexa. I've never done that in the first place. And to be honest, the watch does me really well. I think I'm getting to the age where now I'm like, I just want something that works, something that's efficient. I don't want any hassles. And Merv, you might be right. I might, in 6 weeks' time, I might say, oh, you know what? I was wrong about the watch. You know, I'll probably go and get a refund because I'll work the system. But I'm fed up with wasting £250 on watches which don't last me no more than a year. Do you get what I mean?
That one's lasted quite a while, actually.
So is mine, to be fair. Can you swim in that in it?
Yep, it's waterproof. I don't know what the depth.
No. Will it track your lengths and them kind of things there?
bruv. You know, I don't do swimming as you do in swimming, bruv. So I'm not using it for that, but I'm pretty sure it does. Give me 1 second. Let me check my watch. Hey, Kit. So. Hey, Kit, can you... Running, hiking, cycling, basketball, badminton, soccer, yoga, table tennis, rope, skipping, tennis, baseball, rugby, hula hoop, golf, long jump, sit-ups, volley. No, not swimming.
Okay.
Yeah, from time it said hula hoops and there was no swimming before that as long. And it was a write-off.
Yeah. But yeah, it doesn't do swimming. But to be honest, I'm not going to lie. I don't care about swimming like that. I know you're the man that does, you're the man, the full of lengths, isn't it? So
yeah, Nate can swim for us, boy.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
But no, I'm not gonna lie, though. See the holidays, bro. I was swimming every day, bro. Hey, I felt good to be back in the water, bro.
Well, how many lengths are you?
Yeah, I probably rate people that swim, you know. Probably rate people that swim. Like, to me, it's just, I just don't understand it. I mean, obviously, I understand it's like it's healthy, it's fitness and stuff, but. It's just the concept of just getting up, going to a cold pool and just swimming. Like, I couldn't think of anything worse for myself.
But I'll put your
for myself, that's
fine. I put my headphones in and I've got my music. I'm good, bro. But Rich, to answer your question.
Headphones in the pool as well, in the swimming pool as well.
Yeah, I've got MP3 waterproof headphones. So you put them in and then they just I just tuck it into my swimming hat and then I'm away.
Gee.
I was doing 60 lengths, Rich, which was about 1.5K.
60 lengths? What? But when you went back the other day?
Yeah.
I could only do a quarter of a length. And I was done. I'm being serious, bro. I was ready to drown after a quarter.
No. I'm not going to lie to you. The max I've done, yeah, at my ability is 3 lengths, isn't it? But my heart was trying to come out of my chest, you know?
I would have started getting cramped and all sorts. Like, nah, allow that.
Nah, swimming is a next level of activity. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a next level of activity. And I honestly, like, Nate, I'll big you up for doing those 60 lengths. I think that's extraordinary. Don't know how you do it. The thing is, I would love to do it. I think about it and I said to myself, okay, let's be honest. I can't really swim really well. And that's probably one of the rationales behind it. I can swim, but as soon as I get tired, I panic. Like, I feel like I'm going to drown or something. You know them ones?
When the city of Atlantis rises again, we're finished. Nate surviving, we're finished.
I just take it easy, bro. Like, that's the thing is, like, I just take it easy, bro. I just do my lengths and then I'm happy. Just go on business.
Is it a back or chest?
A breast. Pause. Pause. No, I do breaststroke. The reason I do breaststroke, I can do all of the strokes, but I swim breaststroke because I don't want to wet my hair up.
Okay, yeah. It's calm.
Like, if I'm on holiday, like, for a different country, then I don't mind. Do you get me? Because my hair will dry in it. But yeah. Over here, coming out of a British pool, my hair's going to be wet for a long time, man.
No, but yeah.
All right, well, strolling through the old Instagram, as you do, I came across a post, and the post said, name a cancelled TV show that you believe deserves another season. All right? You can go back to old shows, whatever you want. Can you think of a cancelled TV show that you think deserved another season?
Well, do you know what? You know what? There's two shows that came to mind, and I mentioned it in a group. I know you're getting frustrated because I started rambling in the group, right? But one of them is Lovecraft Country. I honestly think that deserves a season 2, you know, with Jonathan Major in it or not. I think as a show itself, it was absolutely fantastic. I think it was something so different we've never ever seen before in a TV show, which majority of the cast was black and it starred just, majority of black people. I know there was different races within a TV show, but Yeah, I think Lovecraft Country was just different. It was like a, what do you call it? A thriller? Was it a thriller or is it a horror?
How can you describe it? Thriller, horror, supernatural horror. Okay. Something, yeah. Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah, supernatural horror. And I just...
I just thought
that show, I just wanted more and more and more of that show. Mm-hmm. And I think the way they left it, I was just like, come on, guys, come on. I knew there was a lot of the cast that were doing much more activities in regards to acting roles. So I understand why it probably was kind of held back. But there's no, I can't see it ever coming back.
No.
All right. It's a shame. And yeah, especially now anyway.
Yeah. That's a good, I think that was a good series. I think it was very recent though. Yeah. What about yourself, Merv?
The OA, aka the original Angels, the original Angel, which came on Netflix in 2016, I think it was. Yeah. Yeah, 2016. I don't know if any of you saw it, but it only had like two seasons. And it was like a sci-fi kind of drama mystery program, basically, which it was very technical, but it was amazing. Like, and it's one of those things where there are so many unanswered questions that you think, all right, they're going to wrap this up in probably another couple of seasons. And it's like once season two was over, it's like they just announced, okay, yeah, it's cancelled. I'm like, why? Like, so yeah. that was
No, so this is the thing. Sometimes, like, they just cancel shows without giving a proper explanation.
Yeah, shocking. Especially when they're good as well. Like, the ones that sometimes get cancelled, you think, okay, I can understand that. Even, like, just recently as well, I don't know if any of you watched The Brother's Son.
Yes.
But that got cancelled as well. And that was fun. That was enjoyable. And
that did numbers as well.
Yeah. To be fair, I guess it could... The way it ended, I guess you didn't really need to do another one. But I think where everyone enjoyed it so much, I'm surprised that they didn't greenlight it for a second series.
Yeah. And the OA also starred Kingsley Ben thing in season two, didn't it? The one who played Bob Marley in...
Yeah. And what's his name? The one in Secret Invasion or Secret...
Yes. You know
how mad it is because... As you say that now, I'm like, was he in it? I didn't even know he was in it. So it's one of those that I probably saw him ages ago, and he was just probably just a nobody to me. Do you know what I mean? That's mad.
I had two TV shows when I thought about. Sorry, Rich, you had your hand up.
I've got another one. I've got quite a few actually.
Okay, it's your
Let Nate do his one first, isn't it? Take turns.
No, sorry. So when Nate said he had two, and I'm like, hold on.
I'll do one of them.
Okay, and I bet you're going to say the one I'm talking about.
No, now. Definitely didn't. The one I really, really liked, it's an old one. This came out in 2009, was Flash Forward.
Oh, yeah. It might flash forward.
Flash Forward, and what happened was, I don't know if you ever watched it, Rich, there was this thing happened, and then all of a sudden... Everyone flashed forward, and like everyone blacked out, and they flashed forward, but they all lost consciousness for 137 seconds. And then they start to get their kind of memories back of what happened in this 137 seconds. Yeah. But like, for example, Rich, you could be driving, you black out, you're on the motorway, you wake up 137 seconds later, you're in some cliff somewhere. Like the car, you don't know what's happened, the car's just got like everybody, it happened to everybody. Yeah, and then it kind of went in the future and they were trying to work out what happened. And I thought it was such a sick series, and it was doing numbers on Channel 5 when it came in Brit UK.
Channel 5?
To be honest, I don't quote.
Yeah, like a Sky 1 or something.
It could have been a Sky 1. Hold on, let me have a look. UK.
Either Sky 1 or Sky Atlantic. One of them ones, man.
I can't remember what channel.
Please don't tell me how it.
No, it wasn't Channel 5. It was Channel 5. It was 100% Channel 5.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. Chug Vibe, yeah. And it was 22 episodes, yeah. So I'm telling you, this was like a proper, there was an old school series, you get me? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was 24 episodes, and then 22 episodes, they just stopped. Like, I was waiting for season two, but I don't know what numbers it was doing in America. But all I heard is that it got cancelled. And that was the first series where I got really, really frustrated with them just cancelling it. And I think I'm going to go back and try and find series one or flash forward. Because it was actually sick.
Are you sure it didn't end by all of them realising it was a dream?
No. Literally, I don't even think they even knew it was supposed to be dead. They knew.
Because, you know, in my head, I'm thinking about Lost, isn't it?
Yeah, it had Joseph Fiennes. Is it Joseph Fiennes?
Joseph Fiennes.
He was in it. There were quite a few people. Sick, man. So, yeah.
No. Is that sure it's good? Yeah, I'm gonna. I don't mind watching that again. You know, it's not a game, but watching it.
Well, message Kel and ask Kel about Flash Forward.
Okay. Cool. I'll check it. The one that still kind of that bothers me. Another show that was really, really good. I never actually watched the film, but it was Watchmen.
That was the second one I was talking about.
Ah, is it? Okay.
It was the second one I was talking about. Watchmen was brilliant.
Yeah, that was sick, man.
It was brilliant. And I'm like, I still, and to this day, I haven't watched the film. But the TV show was just so sublime. I was like, we have to have a season two.
That's upsetting, actually, man. Because that was really good.
With Regina.
Regina was a bad girl in that. Yeah. Didn't she play a police officer or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a police officer moonlighting as what was her name? What was her hero name again?
Can't remember.
Oh, that shows how much you paid attention to it.
No, come on, her name. Yeah. Oh, man, her right name came in 2019, man.
Sister Knight.
Is that when it came out, 2019?
Yes.
Well, time is slipping away from us, you know.
And we're getting Greys.
No, we're not.
Getting no. I've got.
We're not getting Greys, bruv. I rebuke that. I rebuke it.
But yeah, Watchmen was massive.
Yeah, it was massive. It was sick.
You know what? I think, is it Mr. Manhattan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the whole, you know, the whole thing, I think he was a black man and all that kind of, you know, like the whole thing was like, what show, like, this is getting too deep. You know, because, you know, it was getting so deep and I thought, raw, this show was on the next level.
I want you to watch the film, you know. I'm curious to see what you'd feel about the film now that you've seen the series. Because I like them both.
Now, do you know what?
They're different.
Now, go on.
No, it's different.
No,
it is different.
No, but yeah, I'm going to watch them both.
But it's not based in Tulsa. It doesn't have the whole white supremacist group, nothing like that. It is a totally different thing.
But, okay, so for you guys who watched the film, was you watching a TV series trying to relate back to the film? How was it for you?
I watched it as two separate things.
Yeah. Really? I mean, there's things that connect to it, obviously, but characters. There's characters from the the film that's in the series, but it's like it still feels like a very new thing.
Okay. No, because I didn't watch the film, I thought there was a significant link between the TV show and the film. But it, like Nate said, you guys said basically, it's just something totally different. You just had a few characters from it.
It's not the characters, but it's like it's a different look.
Yeah, it's like it's not like the characters from the film don't override the show. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
They're important, but they're not the focus of the series.
What? So was Mr. Manhattan the main person in the film though?
Dr. Manhattan.
One of the main people, yeah.
So Dr.
Yeah.
Manhattan. Sorry, Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, but yeah, one of the main people in the film.
Okay, okay.
And he was played by Billy Crudup.
Billy Crudup. Yeah, that's a big one anyway. Merv, what you got next?
he had the OA.
Yeah, I said the OA. No, I had the OA. I'm sure there's plenty of others, you know, to be fair, I reckon.
Oh, there's hundreds of shows, bro.
Loads, man. I was gonna say Heroes, but they had a second chance at life.
They had a second chance.
They messed it up completely, so the Heroes is not in, Heroes don't count.
Do you know what? They had more than a second chance.
No, but I think what you're really saying is if you could have Heroes back before the writer's strike, that Heroes to come back to have a second series or another series.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
When we're on Save the Shit.
It was three series, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's when in the third series, that's when the writer's strike happened, because the second series to me was good.
Yeah, that was six. That's when his dad came in.
Yeah, and then that's when his like time traveled and everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Peter Petrelli.
But listen. Heroes was so Heroes was so sick, bro.
That was
they reached a level where Marvel and DC couldn't reach, and they just did it so simply on a TV show.
It was beautiful.
This is why I'm looking forward to Ratman's thing, you know. I want Ratman to be on that level, bro.
I hope so. If he could go into that level, it'd be absolutely sensational.
Yeah.
But look, to beat Heroes is a different level. I remember when I had Facebook. Well, I still got Facebook, but when I had Facebook,
and
I
prime.
every week, did you used to write down? I'm watching episodes such and such.
No,
I remember. The thing is, Rich probably like got me excited because he put on his status, I am Peter Petrelli. I'm like, who the hell was Peter Petrelli? Like, no one's like thinking, Rob, that was some good advertising, you know. You should be a rich man, but you're not.
Because I said, I'm Peter Petrelli and I believe I can fly or something like that.
You didn't even put that bit. You just put, that's it. No, that's it. You put, I am Peter Petrelli, but the fly bit might have come days after. But I'm thinking, such a peculiar name, isn't it? So I'm thinking, right, it doesn't sound like any one that's famous or like this Peter Petrelli guy, and then start looking into it, and then boom, Heroes comes.
Yeah, no, honestly, Heroes is just, I don't know how I found it and where I found it, but it was just there, and I thought, no,
that came from BBC Two, isn't it?
BBC Two, bro.
Yeah, but yeah. See, this is what I'm saying. Me and Kel were watching Heroes before it came out on BBC Two. You're such a dick. No, the reason I say that is because we was watching Heroes. Like, I don't know how we heard about it, but we was like, I remember, I'll never forget, we went to my mum's house and we had Heroes like loading up on one laptop. Yeah. Then another next episode loading up on the next laptop. You know, back in the day, you used to have to load the whole episode before you press play and it starts.
Yeah.
You used to load up, boom, what's the next one? Now that one loads up, bro. Heroes was something else, bro.
It's from a commitment.
Bro, save the cheerleader, bro. Save the cheerleader, save the world.
That was deep. People don't understand. Look. I need to watch this again. I need to watch season one, season two, and stop at season two. That's it.
Season three, or was it later ones when, what's his name, from Prison Break came into it, innit?
Teabag. Yeah, and that's when they went to the fair and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like,
the writer's strike didn't spoil it; they already spoiled it themselves. You know,
that's when she tried to make him the wife.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. They didn't know what was going on after that. I think the writers peaked so much in season one and season two. It was just like,
you know,
yesterday. Yeah.
And then in Brendan that had the power, and he didn't know what the power was. He could speed up Hero. He could speed him up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's not, because we can literally do a whole podcast on heroes, bro.
No. Right. So just one thing. You know, Peter Petrelli's dad was original bad man, isn't it? The original bad
man. Late Robert Forrest. Was his name Robert Forrest, though? Yeah.
He passed away a few years ago, didn't
he? Yeah, he passed away,
he was a bastard.
You don't have your powers anymore, Peter. I have them.
He was such a bastard. Nah, man, I hated him.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Peter Petrelli, I love you, man.
All right, so Merv, any new trailers this week?
I think it was the only trailer that mattered, man. Sorry to other four other trailers that came out, but it was the Joker Folie de Deux.
What's that?
Ain't done French in a while, you know, but yeah. I still got a B, though. Still got a B.
Is it? Sick. You must really get good at French.
I love French, man. I loved it.
The Femina Bouche.
Folie of Two.
Yeah, beautiful trailer, man. Like, I'm proper. I think people had probably had their reservations that it's supposed to be going into the musical direction, but I think from what we saw from the trailer, it doesn't seem like it's going to be overloaded with music. Well, apparently there's supposed to be 15 songs actually, but that depends on how long it is and how they implement their music into it. But either way, from what we saw, it just seemed like, obviously you've got Harley Quinn as Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
Yes.
And it seems like it kind of seems like Arthur, which is a Joker, is kind of maybe in Arkham, I think. And whatever she's doing, it's almost like she's bringing him out again. Like, bring out the crazy. Like, even that last shot that we saw was just like, you see where she drew the thing, like, let me see your real face, whatever.
That was sick, innit? That was sick. Yeah. That was sick.
That's the money shot right there, man. That was amazing. So I'm really looking forward to it. It was a really good trailer.
Just a quick thing, because you mentioned the musical. Why is their musical concept even being mentioned?
So, yeah, supposed to be a musical, apparently. Like that came out really early when they announced it. Like when they're doing a sequel.
Don't tell me no more. I don't want to.
I don't think it will be the conventional musicals that we're used to, simply because of the tone. And actually, when I think of musicals, I'm thinking, is it going to be something like, I don't know if any of you saw Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I wonder if it will be more like that. Like, whereas, even though they had loads of songs in it, because it was a dark story, it wasn't like a Mary Poppins kind of musical, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Singing along, killing people, slitting throats.
Yeah, you're kind of thinking like, okay, I'm singing to music and dance along, but you're killing people. Like, it's conflicting, isn't it? So I reckon it will work.
Do you know?
I'm really, go on.
All right, a quick question. First 24 hours, what do you think the amount of views were for this trailer?
I heard it hit loads, you know. I'm going to guess. I'm going to take a guess here. I'm going to say 52 million.
Calm down.
All right, Rich, what do you reckon?
24 million.
You're both wrong. 167 million views in the first 24 hours.
Yeah, no, I was being generous. I was going to go higher.
167 million views.
They've won already.
That means it's got even more trailers, more trailer views than Barbie, bro.
Apologize to me now, please, Rich, about calm
down. No. Look. That hype there, they clearly paid for views. Bro, there's no way.
The numbers don't lie.
There is no way 100 million people have gone to watch
167.
Bro. Bro. Come on, guys. That's bullshit. Let's be honest. In 24 hours, 160. How many?
167 million views.
That we all like know.
Cat Williams interview got six million in 24 hours, bro. Stop.
6 million is realistic.
Is Cat Williams a 4-hour interview?
Look, it's really 167 million views on a 3-minute trailer. Are we really saying this? Come on, guys.
2 minutes and 14 seconds.
167 million
views. Can we check right now how many plays he's got now?
All right, hold on.
Go and check how many plays he's got now.
Why so mad for?
Bollocks. It's bollocks. Bro,
remember, this was the first R-rated billion-dollar superhero movie, you know, as well. Don't forget that.
$1 billion.
Because, bro, the film's sublime, isn't it?
This film should not be costing it's very non-CGI. It should have been costing $1 billion.
It didn't cost $1 billion. It made $1 billion.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. The first one made $1 billion. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Obviously
it's got trade. Not all the people watching the trailer go to YouTube, for example. But on YouTube, they've got 29 mil on one.
Okay. So we can stop right now. You said. How many people watched the trailer? So automatically, I've referred to YouTube, right? So this is where now the numbers are making sense. So 29 million on YouTube. That's it. I'm not involved no more. That's it. 167 million. Could people just be retweeting that nonsense?
No, there's different ways that people watch the video. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, what other ways is there?
You can watch it on a...
Struggling, are we?
A tweet or X or whatever we're calling them now. You can watch it on the website. It doesn't have to be on Instagram, YouTube.
Facebooks.
Okay.
YouTube is not the only way of sharing videos.
All right, guys. So when I say to you, I've got 50,000 plays. So you're all making you feel, oh my God, wow, Spotify. I said, well, I got it on Jay-Z's platform. I got 500 and Jay-Z's platform. Come on, man. Look, this is when you said 167 million, automatically my head tinkled and I thought, in YouTube, that's unrealistic. That's absolutely unrealistic. But it's spread across various platforms. That makes sense. Can you correct yourself next time? Thank you.
It says the trailer gained 167 million views in its first 24 hours. Being Warner Brothers' biggest trailer premiere at the time, having surpassed that of the first trailer of Barbie, 2023.
Okay, so now stop. Now, read that. You don't have to read it again, but you can see. But you can see where I automatically refer to YouTube as the trailer, because where did we go and watch trailers?
YouTube.
Where did we go and watch trailers, guys?
YouTube? Well, that's the main place.
Oh, no. YouTube, you bastard.
That's what I said about 7 times.
But YouTube is where we go and watch trailers. It's simple as that.
I'm just telling you, officially, you see, Joker 2 trailer launches to 167 million views in 24 hours. This is what it's telling me. Exclusive. Variety.com, bro. Yes. Reddit, 167. Yahoo, 167 million. Jargon, World of Real, they're all saying 167 mil, bro.
Obviously, I have to just go back and look at the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer, innit? To see how they're doing. 185 million views in four months.
On YouTube?
Yeah, on YouTube. And the first 24 hours was about 100, I think just under 100 million, you know.
See? When they come with numbers like that on YouTube, that's when we're talking. But when you spread it across other dodgy sites where you can get your stuff constantly played, how many laptops, how many phones have they got on Warner, which they keep on looping? Huh?
But anyway, you're going to see it and you're going to enjoy it. So,
Richard won't see it.
Sort of Juno. Probably watch it on his phone.
I watched the first one, haven't I?
That's what I said. That's what I said.
The first one. Look, talk about BMF and go.
He's not going to watch the Penguin. He's not watching any of them.
The Penguin, I've got no respect for the Penguin, innit?
Told you, it's unbelievable.
I've got no respect for the Penguin. These wash characters. You know, when I think of the Penguin, I just think of the 1960s Batman on Channel 4, bruv. That's all I wash.
Not even Danny DeVito, you know.
Nah, it's the past is that, bro.
The heart from hell.
DC's right. Washed, bro. DC's washed. All right, yeah. Stick to your animation, lads.
All right, before Richard gets us cancelled. All right, so we've had a lot of programs this week that came out. We'll start with a classic that we've been talking about for a little while, and that is BMF Series 3, Episode 7.
Yeah.
Quick thoughts. Good program, not program. Are we saying the second half is still better, or are you still going to say Richard shit?
He barely likes it. It's good. I'm not rich. Answer.
No. It's all right. I'm not going to... Look, let's just be honest, right? It's not as good as season 2 or season 1. However, I'm not going to repeat myself. There's no point. I've already done it. But anyway, it's better. Do you know what? I criticize BMF too much. Look, it is actually a decent show, but this season doesn't surpass the previous seasons. That's the problem. There's the storylines are not as strong as they were previously. I think the writing skills are not the greatest. However, this episode somewhat was better than maybe was it better than last week's Merv? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's probably better than last week.
The licking of
the last week one wasn't the shootout, was it? No,
that was week four.
Yeah, week before, yeah. Last week one was good. It wasn't. It's in between this one and the week before. But yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed this week. I think it had a few moments. I feel for Lucille. I feel Lucille is just like she's feeling extremely frisky at the moment. She is regretting that she got together with her husband very, very early in life. And as a result of that, she now just wants to experience a different type of life. She wants to be a single.
But this is the problem. Why do we even care about... Why has she even been spoken about? We don't care about the mom at all. Like,
I disagree with that. No one cares.
No one cares.
But at the moment,
there's three of us here, and two of us have said we both care about Lucille. That clearly means that we are the majority.
Yeah, quick maths.
The man said quick maths, you know.
Like, you know what? I find the side characters a bit more compelling, actually. It gives the story a bit more oomph. Do you know what I mean? And you've got to remember, it's still a dramatized show, isn't it? So it's like they've got to add some things to it. But like the story is interesting, isn't it? I mean, I don't feel sorry for her, to be fair. But I don't know. I think they're trying to make us feel sorry for her, but it's not hitting with me as it might be with Nick. Because I just think, well, just make your choice then, isn't it?
No. When I say I feel sorry for her, I mean it's just that she just wants to be. She thinks she's young again. Not wants to be young again. She just wants to be that person, isn't it? Yeah. Amanda really told her I won the first time, but she still wants to be up in my man's face and lips and off my man. And it's like, yeah. So you're a big woman. Relax.
Yeah, like the thing is, she's just blowing smoke at all her kids, and it's like they've always just got a comeback. But you're seeing next man, don't you? And it's like, you stared at my business. Why? Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, if you're going to come with a moral high ground, check yourself first, isn't it?
Could you imagine that you is outside doing your thing and every 2 seconds your kids are just bringing it up?
I can't lie to you. If I did say that to my mum, though, I'd be looking from the ground above at her at all times.
6 feet, boy. We had Meech has gone to, where's he gone to now? He's not in Atlanta. he left Atlanta and went to Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he linked up with Jay Pusher and his brother. I'm not gonna lie, Jay Pusher was the one that used to be in The Wire.
Yeah.
Well, he looks hella gaunt in this, yeah. But he was moving mad. He just wasn't taking, you know, like Meech is trying to teach you how to do things. He weren't listening. He was wrecked.
Yeah.
But even when they kidnapped his brother, no one was really on it.
Well, like, as in the people that kidnapped him.
Yeah, they were like, every time he said no to them on the phone, they were like, oh, damn, what do we do now? Like, it was just like...
That's why I'm surprised they come back with a finger, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, they probably thought, you know, what's the minimum thing that we can do here that won't cause too much damage? And it's like, let's take one of his fingers. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because they knew they couldn't, like, really just end him like that, because they're just thinking, no, look, we've got your brother, and you're going to give us the money, that's it. But it's like, bro, this guy's not even taking that at all.
Yeah. I don't think, what's her name, knows what she's got herself into.
Who, Emlyn?
Yeah. That's the police officer, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't think she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
That girl wants to tear out her Clark, you know? Like, sorry, I'm not like this girl undercover here, and this is madness.
Yeah, I don't think she really, like, unless of course she's got some wild card up her sleeve, like she just proper, like, you know what, woman to woman, I can deal with her sort of thing. But I felt intimidated in that scene. But I thought, like, what, like, I don't feel like you're gonna be safe at all.
Yeah, for me, and as much as you want to talk to Detective Bryant, that he wants to be there with you. I don't feel you're not safe.
No.
You already seen that she carries blades everywhere, bruv. In her shop, in her boot, in her hair. And she's got swords. I don't think Detective Jin is going to be able to do what she may die.
Yeah, that's what I said. Unless of course, again, I'm forgetting that this is based on a true story as well. So she may very well die. I don't know what happens to her. And I don't want to know. But yeah, this ain't no fantasy program.
Because that woman, I'm telling you, I saw the look in her eyes, bro. She said, I'm going to get my East Asian wings, my brother. And she said that as well. Obviously, you got Terry. Terry is still playing both sides of the story. Should they allow it?
Well, as in, like with Markeisha and was it Lawanda? Wanda, whatever.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, and then the girls tried to bless it. She tried to go around there and bless it. Markeisha tried to go bless it. And then all of a sudden, it started from being a blessing thing to all that cussing each other thing.
And the thing is, do you think that Markeisha was being, like, sincere when she went there?
I think she was.
No, she's never sincere.
I reckon she was, you know.
I think she was. Because
I think she
thinks if she can bless it with her, then she can have Terry for herself.
Yeah, because she did say, look, I'm going to be the bigger woman. I'm gonna actually support you guys if I can do. But I guess for the wonders, like, are you taking the living piss or something? Like, you can't take my man and, like, so I get it. I get the anger in it. But, yeah. It's
mad. But... Guys, aren't you just fed up with... It's like, this whole season is about Terry... Not even Terry getting involved in real road activity. It's about him and...
No, but come on. Terry's kind of... He's trying to create peace, isn't it? He's trying to maintain business rather than war. So even though he's probably doing this love triangle nonsense, he's at the same time, he's reaching out to Henry's dad, and he's like, look... let's have a pact in it, because there's too many bodies. So even though you say that, he's trying to do some strategy at the same time as well.
The only reason why he says there's too many bodies because five of his friends got killed. Yeah?
Yeah.
No. Wait. Five of his friends got killed because they were all involved in a shootout. Yeah, including him. Yeah, that will make anyone try and kind of redeem themselves. But it was okay if he was killing other people.
No, because they know BMF have never been killing people.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're established. They're not strategic.
That's one thing they're not into. Like, because they know bodies brings feds. They never,
But I'm pretty sure they've hit a few people which have actually passed away.
I think it's mainly
their foot soldiers that are doing that. It's like their foot soldiers that become reckless, and like Meech and Terry have to kind of they have to kind of be the peacemakers, isn't it, in some way.
Let's honestly think about it. You're in the drug game, you're selling serious drugs across the border, across America, or whatever area you're supporting, and you're now having a moral ground to think about no peace, just make money, no more death. Come on, man, let's be honest. Come on, guys, look, you're poisoning your community.
It's the classic story of a antagonist. That's what villains think, that they're doing the right things, isn't it? So you're going to have drug dealers, and in their minds, they're going to think, you know what? Even though I'm doing these things that probably are killing everyone left, right, and center, they're probably thinking, you know what? I'm doing something good for the community. That's the whole point of it, isn't it? That's the, I can't think of the word, but that's the, I guess, the irony of the situation, isn't it? It's like trying to be righteous and all that stuff. Actually, they're causing disruption, but I think they want less collateral damage as possible whilst doing it.
Look at The Wire with the co-op. They did exactly the same thing.
Because they probably would get their comeuppance, isn't it? It's like, look, it happens in all these gangster things, like Frank Lucas. They all get caught in the end, didn't it? Eventually.
But a lot of them are on this, let's kill people, let's kill things, you hear me? But these are not trying to kill. They're just trying to make money, because they're saying, if you, man, like, loud killing, we all make money.
Yeah, basically. He even said that to one of his, you know, when he made that deal with the other guy, innit? And it's like, look, you could either just basically make a deal with Henry, and then you're basically more or less looking over your shoulder all the time. We make a deal with us, and everything's sweet.
No.
Yes.
Even your God's ghost, weren't on the bodies no more. Ghost was trying to make everything just be cool.
It's what you just said, no more. He's the one that's taken out hundreds of people prior to that.
I don't know. I think it's not simplistic like that, Rich.
Look, I'm just fed up with Terry and his whole baby mum, girlfriend thing. Just get rid of it. I actually don't want to see it.
Yeah, but Rich, that's real life. He's trying to deal with that while also dealing with that at home.
Look, I didn't sign up for this.
You didn't sign up for anything, Rich. You just turned on the television.
No, I didn't sign up for this, yeah? I don't know the writers, and they've got to sort this out. Like, season 3's been absolutely abysmal, let's be honest.
Oh, I just got, you know what? Let's talk about something else. Richard...
Exactly.
In one paragraph, the man went from it's been all right this season, you know, like it's been all right.
Seems like you don't know what you're talking about. You're probably like the writers in season 3 of BMF, mate.
You know what it is? Just listening to you guys, this makes me realize it's absolute garbage. Absolute garbage. One minute. We really try and find the best elements of the TV show. And the thing is, don't even try and meet me. And the thing is, right, we don't find shit. It's just bollocks. And I'm sorry for my language. I don't mean to be using inappropriate words, right? But we just, everything you've just mentioned, it just come back to hit me. It's like, you know what? This show is rubbish. It's absolutely abysmal. This whole season has been actually poor. Like, when are we going to move on? When are we going to progress? When does power come back? Can't power come back now? Just hurry up and come back. But anyway, what's next? There was no artillery list today, was there?
Of course there was. Oh, Joe, to be fair, we've actually got to share it with Rich.
Yeah,
all right, guys, It's not your fault. X-Men 97, episode 5. I know you, man, were waxing lyrical about this. There were some splashing faces, splashing emojis, and all of this type of things. Tell me.
That was crying, man. That was tears.
Tears. Why was it as good as you don't think it is?
Bro. Remy. That was a shocker.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, remember it. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I know.
Like, this X-Men series is doing too much. Like, I want that back to formula, slow-paced, filler episodes of just nothing. Yeah, they're doing too much, bro. I'm telling you now, Apocalypse is coming before season one ends, isn't it?
Merv, just give the viewers a taster in exactly what happened in this episode of X-Men.
So what happened is that, all right, there was like some documentary that they were filming in the school, just about, I guess, you know, obviously mutants being more accepted and stuff. So they're just doing like kind of separate interviews of everybody. Scott got a bit heated in his interview because it's almost like, no, you guys are just taking a mic, basically, isn't it? So he's lost his son, obviously, as well. So he's grieving about that. And he's in some turmoil that, you know, him obviously being with the fake Jean Grey, which is Madeline, now.
Yeah.
And just kind of going through that. So he kind of just got into his feelings about that. Meanwhile, you had Magneto, Gambit, and Rogue going to, was it Genosha? Or some sort of event they went to. And obviously, like, you had the, I can't remember what those mutants are called, but we've seen them before, like, the one with the green, the hat.
The Sentinels.
No, like, you know, like, you had Nightcrawler came up in there. I probably wrote it down, but, yeah, anyway, they went there to kind of have some kind of peace treaty festival kind of thing, and then, yeah, obviously, Sentinels, as usual, they come and disrupt the day, and just loads of mutants end up dying, basically. So you had Magneto just gone, but I don't think he's dead, though.
But don't forget, before Magneto passed away, Cable came, innit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Cable came, and it's like, I think Jean, there was some kind of psychic blast, and it affected Jean and Madeline, and then it just kind of opened up some time portal, and then Cable come in and she's looking to her, is it you? You did survive. But I think that was Madeline that was looking at him, innit? Because Jean wouldn't know what he looks.
But they share
the same memory, Madeline. I'm sure. Yeah.
It was Madeline, because obviously it was mum, innit? Jean's not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So she's like, You survived. And obviously, like, yeah, the Sentinels are just killing fools, basically. And I think where Rogue was about to go and do some damage, but I think Gambit just wanted to.
No, Rogue was going to kill herself. Because.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
She was. Because obviously Magneto died and she was devastated. And.
Yeah.
And she was flying into one of the Sentinels, right? I think it was. Or she was blasting one of the Sentinels.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, yeah, because she did confess to Gambit that they had a kind of romantic relationship or something. Wait, as well, isn't it?
Hold on, just a quick thing, yeah? Just on this romantic relationship with Magneto and Rogue, because Rogue was a young girl. No?
Yeah, but she must have been of age, at least.
Why? It's animation.
Yeah, but that didn't happen in the X-Men series that we were watching, did it? It probably didn't happen in the background or comics. Yeah.
So, this never happened. Yeah, it never happened in any of the comics.
But it happened, but it never happened when we was watching it as kids, basically.
Yeah, no, because I was like,
everybody thought Magneto and Rogue. No.
and this is the thing. I was like, Magneto and Rogue. I thought, raw. Like, we see Magneto as a clean 55-year-old man, and she's clean 22.
Man was born 55, boy.
But yes, definitely.
But this is what I'm trying to say. So I'm like, they had a relationship, and I thought, She was brought to him when she was like 16. I thought, cool, blimey. But anyway.
I'm sure she was older than that.
I think it's more the fact that Rogue couldn't touch anyone, didn't it? But Rogue could touch.
Apart from him, yeah.
Because I think he created some sort of magnetic field where he was able to touch her without absorbing her power, without her absorbing his powers.
Yeah. And obviously Gambit, you know, he took his life. Well, he didn't personally take his own life, but he protected Rogue from being killed, and he just took the hit.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, animation, that touched me. I don't know if it touched me because I'm a super fan of X-Men, or it just touched me in general. But but yeah, honestly, it was a bit emotional. It was a bit emotional. Like Gambit, in the whole of X-Men, has never had a significant or strong role. That makes sense. But he was so But he was such a character that you kind of wanted more for him. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And him just going, it's just like, oh man, Gambit. It's just like, when are you ever going to get your luck? Do you get what I mean?
That's the thing. But again, we're in this world of Marvel, multiverses, and all this stuff. Are they just going to give us the grace of keeping them dead? That sounds so bad to say, but I want that emotional payoff, innit?
No, they're all going to come back. They're going to come back. There's no way that Magneto's dead, or Gambit.
I don't believe Magneto's dead because I think Magneto's just too powerful. I think by the time he figured out a way of touching Rogue without thinging, he's got you know. But it's like they have to lose somebody in the main thing.
I think it was cool as well that Nightcrawler was there.
Yeah.
I
like Nightcrawler. He was always a character I liked.
But just a quick question. So just going touching back on the Magneto thing. So by killing off Magneto, would that? I know I shouldn't be kind of crossing the two, but in a film reality, he would still be alive, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I was just thinking. Because sometimes, you know, when animation can script a film to where it's going to be in the future.
Yeah. I don't think this is like sort of canon to the MCU anyway.
Okay. But if it's not linked to the MCU, then kid off Magneto. I've had enough of him anyway.
Magneto won't die. Come on, guys. Silly. That's the silliest. Not going to die.
They can't kill him. Child,
just like Magneto. Storm will get her powers back, bro. Come on, it's a
power. Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? But, animation.
No, but Merv, you touched on the ultimate god earlier, right? Apocalypse.
Your mutants is there. I will be a human.
You know, I've still got that sample from you on my computer, bro. Until now, I think you did that sample about 15 years ago. And Merv's voice still sounds the same, deep as God. You know, Apocalypse. You know, there's no way in God's earth Apocalypse is not going to touch this season. This season one, everything has happened in this season. So much has happened. You figured, raw.
I mean, I don't care if they don't even, like, I just need to even see his eyes, his lips, or the A on his belt. That's all I need to see. And for next season. Like, don't even need to talk.
But you know what? you know what? It would be even better. I don't know. Maybe it's something like you just see Archangel or something like that. I don't know.
I thought Archangel was in the first episode, first two. I'm sure he was. I don't know if he was Dark Angel or Archangel at that moment.
Let me just quickly Google this, please. Yeah, I think it wasn't Dark. Yeah.
I don't know.
I wish they can give us little signs, like in an A, or you know, like the letter A just in the background where everyone's talking in. And we don't clock it, but when you go rewind it, you figure, oh my God, that means a pocket. Well, they need to. This
the thing is,
He's not.
The thing is, he's got no business having an A on his suit at all. You know how childish that is.
He's not coming.
I'm gonna put an A on my belt.
Stop saying he's not coming, bruv.
He's not. Fools.
Pools, everything there. You can't be. You're the Mr. Pools man, and you're saying he's not coming. It's like, hold on, what's going on there?
He's not forwarded into this series.
Listen. If you're looking on Google right now, don't spoil it for anyone. Yeah, but if he does come, Pools, it will be sensational. I think every fan, X-Men fan, will go absolutely. It will break Twitter, X.
167 views, yeah.
167 million views. This is all the richest ones. YouTube only.
It will break. I'm telling you. Everybody's been waiting for Apocalypse. Like, the thing is, in this animation, right? The original X-Men back in the day, 93, whatever it was, or 97, whatever it was, Apocalypse was sensational. He wasn't. Look, you know when you want a bad man, you know when you want a villain, and you see Thanos. See in the MCU Thanos. That's how Apocalypse was in the animation. He was replica, original Don. It was too much.
They better do something good with him after Oscar Isaac's Apocalypse, boy. He ain't in no good light at the moment, boy. I can tell you that
it's
for
proper,
sure.
It's proper true. It's proper true. Like, I just know Apocalypse is a serious individual, and he's the first mutant, the first one, the one. Oh, but anyway, I'm waiting for him. Anyway, I'm waiting for him. I'll be one of his horsemen. You know? I'm ready for him, bruv.
You keep waiting, bro. You keep waiting. All right. Phil, a TV series came out last week on Prime. And it's based on a computer game that none of us have ever played in our lives. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a few computer games, like lots of different ones. Yeah. And the fact we had watched it and we've got Prime also gave us access to another computer game. I don't know if any of you downloaded the link that I sent you. Probably not. You probably didn't even realize I sent it to you. But
I know you did send it.
You sent something. We chose to ignore it.
I didn't ignore it. I'm just as a
computer person that plays computer games, I just sent it to you.
Thank you.
Sorry. What's Fallout? Okay, so Fallout is based on the role playing video game. And what were your thoughts on Fallout? A, some of you didn't realize that Fallout was letting go all 8 episodes all at once.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So a little bit differently. But I'm not going to lie, I watched all of it.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized what was actually happening until the end properly. Another thing I also thought, Maximus, although he didn't look like him, he looked like him a little bit, and that was Jonathan Majors. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it could have been Jonathan Majors if you squinted your eyes slightly.
Proper.
But what was your thoughts on this TV series, Fallout?
No, I really enjoyed it, man. It was proper wacky, just like grotesque, like I said, like, you know, obviously relevant and just fun, man. Like, obviously, I don't know what the true fans would say about it. I think it has been received really well amongst fans as well. But it was, for me, it was a really easy story to follow. I didn't feel like there was much complications. And I think probably because they did bring up...
You trying to say, bro?
No, it's because...
it was complication, bruv.
No, because they brought out all 8 episodes. I felt like I was concentrating it more because I binged it rather than, you know, like if we watch things like week and week and I'm like, start to forget things in it. But it was good, man. Like, I like the characters in it. Just interested to see where it goes next.
No, do you know what? With me, honestly, I was like, I had to check 2-3 times. Like, I think I'm watching season 2. That's what I felt like, because I wasn't too sure. I was like, oh my god, what have I missed? I've missed something, because I'm trying to like gain an understanding, like what's going on. So I checked a few times and I thought, oh, so this is definitely season 1. I am definitely watching the right show, and it's a season 1. But I think it was really, really good. Like you said, Merv, you don't know what the real gamers who've played the game and now watching this and what they think, but I think it's absolutely fantastic. And you know what's funny? Up until episode 4, I never knew that the cowboy was the guy in the beginning.
No, but you found out at the end.
That's not fair, man. That's not fair. I could blatantly see his face. His face was so the same, but...
No, because I was like...
I think that's a good thing, because it provided shock to you, I suppose.
Yeah, because I found that in episode 4, and there was doing flashbacks, and I was like, oh, that's him. Oh my God, all this time.
If I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't recognize they were doing flashbacks until the end. So like I said to you at the end, it made sense to me. I said, okay, cool. This is why he's moving like this.
I was watching the series, bro. I was just sleeping.
No, I was watching the whole series. No, but what it was, I just thought he was like the undead or whatever. I can't remember what they called themselves, the ghouls.
Yeah.
I wasn't even trying to like think he was, because I thought the two timelines were parallel. I didn't think of it as a, like, literally, so I'm just watching it. And that's what I'm saying to you. I was watching it going, bro, this is mad. Do you know, it reminded me of a little bit, what was the other one we watched? It's not as wacky as that, though. The one and the guy didn't have, did he ever have a heart, a brain? What the hell was it? And it had...
Doom Patrol.
Kind of reminded me of that a little bit. Like, so I was just watching it like, okay, they're a bit like, kind of thing.
No. I think that's amazing how all three of us watched the same thing, but saw it completely differently. Yeah.
No, generally, like, and that's what I'm saying, and I kept on relating it again. Yeah, but if this was a computer game, how do you play it? That's all I kept on saying to myself was, like, do you know, it's different from when we watched, what was the other one based on the computer game?
The Last of Us,
yeah? Like, when you're showing me clips of the game, and it's step by, like, parallel, like, you put the two on the screen, you go, it's the same thing. Like, it made sense that you play the game. This didn't make sense as a game, because I kept on thinking of it. It's a team, it's a game, but what are you supposed to do?
Wow. I think basically the gist of it is, like, you've got where, I can't remember what year it was. Like, was it 1950s or 60s? Like where it first happened. And I think what was happening, like, obviously the main guy, not the main guy, but the Gould, the guy, he was like an actor in it. So he was an actor. And I think it got to a point where eventually, like, he was doing all these acting, and then he started going into adverts, and they were like, oh yeah, can you advertise like these vault things in it? Because I think there were some speculation or conversations where if nuclear warheads went off and stuff like that, we're going to build these underground vaults where humanity can survive. Yeah. You know, and stuff. So he was like the kind of poster boy of it. And he's probably like into it, like, yeah, what if I put my funds up and everything, like, you know, and whatnot. And he had a wife. And I think his wife was like some sort of politician or something, in it, or someone important. And she was kind of like, kind of behind all the conspiracy about, well, no, let's just like throw set off these bombs anyway, and see what happens, basically. And I think because when we first started watching it, it was just him and his daughter. We didn't see the wife in it, so
I don't know
what happened there. And it kind of seems like he's not an actor anymore, and he's just kind of just doing these like little odd jobs for money. Like going to these birthday parties, and that's when obviously the explosion happened. And where we are in the present now, that's like 200 years after the explosion, and then society is now living in these vaults. And like, what you got, vault 31, 31, 32, and 33,
that
are all connected. So they're kind of like, I think each kind of trio of vaults, they have their own sort of like trading things, like they can kind of mingle with each other from time to time and whatnot. But obviously Vault 32 was compromised, and they tried to like just take out Vault 33, and and obviously like they took what's her name, Lucy, the main character, her dad, who's essentially got something to do with everything as well. But no, I can understand. Yeah, that's what I said. It's weird, isn't it? Because I think I kind of found it quite okay. This is making quite a lot of sense, isn't it? But
I think that's what I'm saying. After you like sit down and digest it, it makes mad sense, isn't it? But there were times I'm watching it going, oh, what the fuck's happening there? The Brotherhood of Steel, all of that. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Because they're all after that. They're all after that professor, isn't it? The professor that's got something implanted in his brain, which will essentially restore mankind. Because you've got obviously the vaults, which are underground, and the above ground is the wasteland where there's like radiation and everything, and which is why the guy's turned into the ghoul. But he's been surviving because he's been taking this kind of medication, where other people are just like, whoa.
Because what was in his, it was in his neck. It was the source of energy to reboot the city or something. Yeah. And that's, I think, right at the end, we saw when the woman, before she passed away, she said to, what's the girl's name? To her mum?
Lucy's mum.
Lucy's mum, that we did it.
Yeah.
And that's when she passed. And she turned, and all the lights started going on across... is it sand? Oh, shady.
Sandy shields. Bro, I've never felt like so. Like your limbs, man. The way they just replace limbs like it's nothing. Like even the professor's leg. It's like, all right, let me just put this on, twist it. Like what's happening underneath?
There was moments in that you think, oh, it's a bit screaming. She's like, oof.
That's disgusting.
You know when Maximus stepped on this guy's foot.
The squire, isn't it?
Squire.
And after his toes just like toes going all directions.
To be fair, I didn't know what to expect from this. I think. For the first two episodes, I was a bit lost because, I felt I was missing something because there wasn't enough explanation. Did that make sense? But I soon got past it, and I just enjoyed it for what it was, honestly. And I think this will be another one that has to be a season two. I think they can't just leave it as a season one. There's no way. I think there's so many unanswered questions, like the dad, and obviously the dad was there 200 years ago, so I'm assuming he was asleep in a vault in Vault 31 for a while. Then he must have been. How is he surviving?
I think all that will be just explained probably next season.
It was big. It was big. I want, because obviously, what's the guy's name? The one that is a cowboy.
The vault, not the ghoul. The ghoul, sorry.
Yeah, the one that's a cowboy. He was the actor in the beginning. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember what his human name was.
Yeah, but him anyway. Like you said, he wants to find his family. So it's a case of, and that's the main question he wanted to ask Lucy's dad. Where's my family? It's funny how Lucy's come out of the vault like some innocent virgin little girl. That's what it was, isn't it? Virgin little girl, has never explored anything. So naive. And it comes to the end and she's a killer. She's a killer.
Yeah.
Taking people out of the fight.
Even like when she goes to Maximus, oh, would you like to have sex? And he's like,
And there's one part
my feet explodes.
What did he say?
My thing explodes, isn't it? He's like, I don't think you understand actually what his business is supposed to do, isn't it?
Yeah. You ready to make it explode? Like,
no, that's supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen. It happens. Well, that there, I was like, I'm busting up. That's like you two are playing with each other. It's too much, bro. It's too much.
But it was so like, because it's like, it's 200, like the way we think about it now, you think, what, 200 years from now, that, you know, the world is so, the way the world is right now, imagine 200 years. It's like, oh, I like you. I don't know. It's just mad. It's mad. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. And I'm definitely ready for Fallout Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Fallout is on Prime Video. And again, like I said, there are all 8 episodes there. Please do go and check it out. We may do a Fallout breakdown. If we think about it in a couple of weeks or something, we probably digest the series as a whole. So, we've done Fallout. What else happened this week? Just before, was there another one that we all did? There was not another one that we all done, have we?
No.
Another reason, have any of you ever read the book 1984?
No.
The George Orwell book?
No.
Was that the war thing? War film? No, I'm thinking about something completely different. So, in the 1970s.
1984 is a book. George Orwell did it. And, you know, I'm into audiobooks. So he did an audio version of it on Audible.
Mm.
Bruv. It's about Big Brother and, like, how Big Brother's watching you and all the rest of it, yeah? But it's, like, based in the apocalyptic times. Yeah? Like, the war has just happened. And then that's what I'm saying. Like, it's been, like, a current theme. This whole, like, so that's what I'm saying. Every time I watch these things, like, I'm thinking with my mind wide open, yeah?
Yeah.
Us man are caught in the apocalypse, yeah? What do we do? Do we all just die and turn into zombies? Or do any of you feel like you'd be able to survive? And if you could survive, why?
I wouldn't want to survive, to be fair. I think human instincts will tell me that I have to live.
Man will take his life, you know, instant.
Bro, if there's a creature, I'm jumping in its mouth and bite me and kill me, destroy me, like, and make it quick. Yeah? What am I running away from zombies for?
Man will take his own life.
How can Merv say he's going to use the teeth of the thing and kill himself? That's ridiculous.
Bro, head first, bro. just connect my, like, no, it's just wrong. It's wrong.
What's wrong with you, Ralph? Bro, where's your balls, bro? This man will instantly commit.
There's no time, bro. No, see all this, like, gunslinging. Nah.
Murph even trying to see if there's a possibility that we might be able to survive, you know. Man said, as soon as I look out, I'm taking my life. He's not waiting to see if there's a cure. He's not waiting to see if it's Will Smith and he's the last one alive. He's saying, I don't have a dog, take me now.
Merv's a gangster, you know. Merv has got no time. Merv's got no time to look for any other solution.
He looked around, he said, yeah, nah, it's all right. Yo, monsters, I'm over here. What, do I need to be in the dark? You don't allow that in the sun. Don't worry, I'll come to you.
Forget that.
Evidently, bro, Rich, can you survive?
I'm not gonna lie, bruv. I'll try my best in it. I'll try my best, bruv. But to be honest, realistically, will I survive? Probably not. But I'll fucking give it a go.
Okay.
What about yourself?
It depends where it is. If it's off ends, I'm going off ends. Like, so where are they not? Like, do you know what I mean? If that's that, like, I don't want them to kill me, but wherever they're not, I'm fine by going there. I'll just get me, just allow me, I'll chill over there, bro.
No, but you know what?
Eventually.
But you think about it, Merv's probably got the right idea. That's the thing. Because it's proper long. Because look, if we really think about it, right, having this COVID situation, right, it's like everybody had to hide, because you're gonna get. It's like a zombie kind of concept, but without the zombies coming to get you, just a flying disease in the air. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, there's no internet, no social media. Well, forget that. What am I staying alive for?
Oh man, you're too much, bro. But yeah, those kind of concepts, boy. You know what? I'll try and do the whole thing, go to war, but it's one of the ones that if you haven't got an ammunition, then it's just or the necessary arsenal, you're gonna lose, innit?
Fair enough. I hear you. All right, which led me on to a film that came out, Civil War. I don't believe any of you have watched it. Please do go check out the view on Instagram and YouTube. I speak about the film. It's a weird one, Merv. And I think possibly, I would hope that one of you watch it so I could talk about it properly next week. The reason I say that is, listen to radio on the way to work. 5 out of 5 gives it... Da-da-da-da-da. Also, Geeks something, I can't remember, like some other kind of podcast, whatever, yeah? And I was like, did I watch the same film? 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I need to see it because I can't. I've been hearing like seeing some mixed titles, you know, I've seen too much. Like,
yeah,
it's A24 in it, so
it is I'm hopeful.
Yeah, A24 at the moment can do no wrong. In my
and it had constant dunks in it, so do you know what I mean? Again, it was good.
So just a quick thing. So they're saying it's 5 out of 5. What is it to you?
I don't know. Like, honestly, I kind of said it was a bit blah. I did, and it's weird because when I watch things, I also think about who would be in a good position to watch it. Merv's name came up in my head. And I was like, Merv would like to watch this film. There's a lot of words.
Hold on. What are you trying to say?
Merv likes the conversation in films. This is not news. This is not new news. If it's up to Merv, if he watches action or conversational, he would watch conversational.
Yeah, I want the guns to be there. We'll just leave it on the table and talk.
He doesn't want the guns to go off. He's not. That's why it's funny because you two watch BMF completely opposite. Yeah. You just want people letting off, like get him out of here. Merv's like, no, talk to him. Talk to him. What's going on in his life? What's his motivation?
I want those character moments, man.
That's what Merv wants. But yeah, nah, it's I would say watch it so we can discuss it properly because you might have an opposing thought to me.
Mm.
All right, so what else we got on? Anybody?
I was saying to you earlier, and I watched 3 films this weekend. Like, obviously, Argyle came out on Friday on Apple TV, which was, probably not, like, all the reviews and everything was just like, yeah, this film's just a letdown and kind of almost false advertising because Henry Cavill's not even really the main character, even though he's Argyle, but it was a wild film, man. It was like, obviously it's Matthew Vaughn in it, done what's that thing called? Watchmen, Kingsman, and stuff. So it's like, you know, and so yeah, a lot of similarities. Like even before I found that, like I knew he'd done it, but I forgot that he'd done it, and it's like, yeah, actually watching it back, it's basically like Kingsman, just a more comedy version of it. Really as well, isn't it? But I enjoyed it. Like, I think it would have been fun to see it in the cinema actually when it came out.
Come out in cinema then.
Yeah. So it came out a while ago, like, what, February, I think? No, was it February or December? Yeah, one of those, yeah. Came out a while ago.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Did you watch it as well, Nate?
I watched an hour of it.
Yeah, it was long as well.
Not because it was shit. Like, I watched an hour. Yeah. It's 2 hours and 19. But I knew I had to go to work today.
Yeah. And to be fair, they should have shaved half an hour. It was half an hour too long. 30 minutes too long. which I'm surprised it was that long anyway. But that being said, again, speaking of long films, so I also watched two films that came out in the same year, which were proper, like, critically acclaimed to be one of the greatest films of the year, was Amsterdam, that had Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, and what's his name? John David Washington. And yeah, that was, I can understand why people probably thought, like, oh, what's going on here? But again, it was a slow paced murder mystery kind of thing. I don't think it was for everyone, but I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I think it was based around true events in history as well, 19 something, I can't remember what it was. And also Babylon as well, which was 3 hours and 8 minutes long. But when I watched it, I thought, gosh, you know, I literally felt like I was in that world for the whole 3 hours, which is probably why I know we don't ever really look forward to these long movies, but I think once you start watching it, you're invested in it. You're a part of that world, and you really get to sort of be part of these characters' lives, isn't it? But I think that was good as well. From the first 5 minutes of it, you're like, this ain't for children. This ain't for probably even your parents, your partners. Like, you might have just watched it on your own. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not for everybody. Yeah. There's some wild graphical stuff happening in that film in the first 5 minutes. And that sets the tone for the whole movie.
I can't tell. I think Rich is out now. He's actually Googling this as we speak.
Honestly, I am probably looking as well.
I know, you're trying to find the scenes. I can see by your facial expression and your reflection, your glasses. The other film I watched was Back to Black, Amy Winehouse story.
And what is that saying?
I fully enjoyed it.
Was it deep, deep? Like,
it is deep. She's a troubled soul, bro. She's a troubled soul. And nothing takes away from her talent or all of that kind of stuff. But she slightly was the maker of her own destiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for me, it was, like I said, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was in the ends. Do you know what it was? Well, Amy would have been our age.
Mm.
And if you think about it, it was maybe just over 10 years that it happened.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the thing is, was she always troubled in general?
How it appears in the film, like she smokes like a trooper, drinks, like she's always, that's her thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Amy Winehouse had an absolutely fantastic voice. She was
definitely.
Yeah, you know, but I've seen some documentaries about her, and when you knew she was happy, I think there was times where you could tell, like, when she was more weighty, as in body weight, she was, you can tell when she had a bit more weight on her, she was, that was her happiest times. When there's times when you see a performer, she's really fragile,
yeah.
Like, those are the times when she was really, definitely. Really on, yeah. Do you get what I mean? So, you know what? It's even a sad story. Even looking at as a parent perspective,
yeah.
You know, you can see your child going through all this, and it's like you're helpless to a degree. You can't, you know when you just, like, you say to people, "Oh, you just lock them up in a room and leave them," but you know. As it's your child, you just can't do that, and you just, oh man, it's quite sad, you know. Look, I know everybody goes. There's many people in the world have been in the same situation as Amy Winehouse, and you'd be thinking, oh yeah, why are we talking about her? But we're talking about her because it's a film about her. She was famous, and that's about it. And it happens to loads of people in much worse situations, but. And we try not to kind of think about it until it's highlighted in. Yeah. It's just like you really think about it and you think, this life is difficult. People go through pain. And you know, when, especially when you're an addict and you're addicted to something, which is your downfall.
Yeah.
you know, from alcohol to drugs, you know, having an addictive personality, there's highs and there's lows, and like mental health gets you, you know, mental health gets you really bad, and sometimes people cry for help just for people to talk to, and you just, I don't know, it's just deep. It can get really deep, really, really deep.
Definitely 100% worth. But yeah, definitely, Amy Winehouse was a one in a million talent, bro. She was one in a million talent. All right, is there anything else that people need to be catching up with, the loop, in the know, any of those type of things?
It's probably loads of stuff, man, but you can always check it out on the, on what we on Instagram, to be fair.
Check out our Instagram page. Like, tell a friend, share, all of those kind of things, yeah? Don't be selfish. We keep on telling you. We do this stuff for you, guys. We do this stuff for you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. That has been episode 233. Rate, comment, subscribe. Until we meet again, we out.
Peace.